Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Good morning. It's August 26th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And this morning, we're going to recap the parable of the prodigal son from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. So, in Luke 15, Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son, a son who, being dissatisfied with the blessings of being a son in his father's house, takes his inheritance and leaves to live life his way. This is short-lived and brings pain, both physical and mental. He decides he would rather be a servant in his father's house than continue to live in squalor apart from his family. With his mind made up and his groveling message of apology planned out, he returns home. And while he's still a ways off, his father gets informed that his son is coming home. Rather than waiting, the father makes haste to meet his son and embraces him lovingly when they meet. The son is immediately welcomed back into the family and a celebration is had for his return. It paints a beautiful picture of our Lord and the delight he is filled with when any sons or daughters return home. The second part of the parable is the son who stayed and how he is bitter toward the brother and the father because he stayed, yet no party was ever thrown for him. The father ends by comforting that son and reminding him all he has is his, and it's right for him to rejoice when the prodigal returns home. So it's a wonderful parable, and you know, we've looked at it the last 3 days, but what I want to mention today is we as parents can learn from this as well. We as parents must do what we can to not raise prodigals. And I know that this goes without saying, but not all who wander return home. And I said yesterday that we should strive to be the son who never left, and I stand by that. But we as parents must also make sure that our children know that they are loved both by us and more importantly by God. So let's not wait until they're gone to reach out. Let's not wait until, you know, they're home before we celebrate them. Let's love and appreciate what God has placed in our care today and not wait until tomorrow, for we don't know what tomorrow will hold.
That's true. And no parent expects their child to stray. Everyone has high hopes and expectations for each child. We can't do anything on our own and our own good efforts that will stop that from happening. So the most important thing we can do is pray for them and ask God for wisdom and help in how to raise them. We must ask God to work on us and help us be loving towards them and to discipline them. And there needs to be a balance. A lot of kids long for love from their earthly fathers. I know fathers are more the disciplinary ones and the mothers the affectionate ones. But boys especially need affirmation from their fathers. They want to know they are doing a good job and not always being corrected. Mothers and fathers balance each other, but we each need to work on doing those things that don't come as natural. So mothers need to be more disciplinary and fathers need to be more encouraging at times. So as we pray for our children, part of them not going astray lies in praying for ourselves that we would not drive them away, which is more often the case in our day. I'm not saying any parent has perfect grown kids by doing X, Y, Z. I'm just saying all we can do is pray and submit to God. After all, it is all Him doing the work in them through us and through others as well.
Absolutely. And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 117, verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. and the truth of the Lord endures forever.
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 26, verse 28. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin.
And I'm praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.